Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And you know, there's the equivalent of radio station liners. Like, you thank all the refs. You say, you know, the field hockey team is playing at Heritage this Thursday night.
I got
we
hope
one to
for
see you.
You
there. What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having a good time at the Tuscarora football game. Tonight, don't forget to tip your referees.
That's funny.
Yeah, I love
it. What about today's game is brought to you by Juul.
And it's funny.
Funny on this show. Might not go over.
Might not play in the big room.
I thought it was cool that you tweeted out your little schedule list, because I was like checking competitors on the list. Like, okay. From my past.
Oh,
not
sure.
Currently. I don't worry about that.
It's all in order of importance, and you are number two.
Thank you so much.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, friends relaxing on a beach in sunny Miami. Good show today. Later on, we're going to be joined by what I like to describe as a working actor, Diedrich Bader. He has a new show. You might know Diedrich from the Office Space movie, also Veep. He's a recurring character on Veep. I think he plays Bill Erickson on Veep. Funny show, iconic show, just ended its run. And you also, if you're a Napoleon Dynamite fan, will remember him from Rex Kwando from the Napoleon Dynamite movie. And he's got a brand new show.
Actually, it's returning. It's the season premiere.
It's returning. The season premiere. American Housewife.
Funny show.
On ABC Friday night. The premiere, this season's premiere. Yes, the show has been out. And a very, very funny guy. And the definition of a working actor.
Is he?
I just want to ask him
Busy
about
B.
his agent. I want to ask him about his agent.
Will you say, who's your agent?
Who's your agent? He's not vigorous.
Not vigorous. That's a problem.
My last one wasn't vigorous. Oh, was he not vigorous? Yeah. Anyway, it's a long story. I just started thinking about it. But before we do that, we have breaking news.
Yes.
On the Adrian Diego Garcia front. It seems like the entire show, segments, large chunks of the show have been spent trying to get Diego to come back on this program. We didn't know what was going on, and we have had him reach out. He has reached out to us.
Mike, we're big on trends, and mystery podcasts are big right now. They're hot.
Yes,
so
that's right.
We had our own mystery.
Sure.
And we're digging in. Before the show started today, and I know that Rob has what might be even a better update than what I have right now, is Rob Ford and I were commiserating in the Podcast Village lobby saying, hey, like, when was the last time we even saw Diego? Doing some sort of timeline check.
Right.
And he said, well, he was here for the holiday party. And didn't he drive Rob home after Rob had his injury? And I said, did he?
No.
He didn't.
He drove me here when I was sober, but Mac took me home.
Mac took you. Mac
yes.
took, okay, mm-hmm. so then Rob and
it
I.
It was a red herring month.
So that's not, were you thinking there might have been the possibility that Rob touched him inappropriately in his drunken stupor?
I wouldn't think that. Rob Ford thought that. And he said, well, what if
Rob Ford was trying to throw you under the bus?
What if someone got handsy on that ride home and that's why he hasn't shown up?
He's not my type.
So that's out the window. And by the way, Mac is in the control room.
Good.
So we've got another witness.
Nice. So I'm curious about the reaching out. He reached out to you, Oscar, and
no,
to you,
I got
Rob.
No reaching out. I thought there was some reaching over on the ride home.
Oh, you didn't get reaching out at all.
Yeah,
but you, or reach around.
Yes.
Or any of that. Rob Spiewak, he contacted you yesterday?
I got a text last night at 4:31 p.m. Now, my previous last contact with him was in March because I had the text before.
Ooh.
And it was a vague one. Congratulations.
So you've spoken to him since?
No, I don't think so.
No,
no, that was the last contact. He said, congratulations on crashing.
But and then, what went on in that car?
You gotta.
Rob and Max seem to have a good relationship. He always go ahead. So what did he say?
So at 4:31 p.m. I get, what time are you guys starting up on Friday? 2 question marks. And I let it sit for about an hour and a half. And I reply.
By design?
Yeah. And I reply, 9. Just the number 9.
9.
And he replies, I'll be there.
Ooh, he'll be there.
I'll be there.
Like
tomorrow.
In the studio?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, good.
That's spicy meatball.
But I did not reply to that because I was curious to see if he would follow up.
Or is it a spicy chorizo?
That's wonderful.
It could be delicious
sausage. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. And what?
Should we make sure we get extra security?
No.
Mac, we're going to need you to stay here until tomorrow's show.
That's not where my mind went, Oscar. My mind went in this direction. My mind said that he might be a no-show.
That's
kind of the way he rolls.
He's no-showed in the past.
But we're going to have a show regardless, so it's not like we're counting on him.
He's doing I'll meet you outside type of bit.
No. Now, you mentioned that you seem to be going down the violence road. Are you worried? Did you do something?
I'm that little guy?
Off?
No. Yeah. No.
No.
No. And by the time he got to me, I'd put Rob in front of me.
That's right. Wall of
Rob
human
take
flesh.
For you.
Absolutely. He would. Well, no.
So you don't think there's
I'd
any.
I'd move faster than Rob and hide behind Rob. Rob wouldn't move.
This counter moves faster than Rob.
Yes. But I mean, you know what? The bullet would go through him like lime jello.
It would look like one of those tests, those slow motion tests you see.
Yeah, where it just goes like that. There was absolutely no resistance.
No.
Unless it hit the liver.
That's right.
And then it would be a crash, bang, boom.
You would watch the bullet dissolve. It'd be like watching an Alka-Seltzer.
It's a morbid discussion. So my thing is, I will believe it when I see it that he pops in. And we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But I'm not holding my breath, nor will I be overly disappointed.
I'm rooting for him, Mike.
I'm not.
Yeah, because. Well, but here, now, why aren't you? Because you just don't like interns.
Well, yeah, you know, there's always that. But also, it shouldn't have had to come to this.
It took a lot of work to get him to respond. And I'm not quite sure. But, if he comes in on Friday, we'll ask him about that.
Sure.
How you doing? How's your
life?
What's happening?
There are heads of state that respond faster.
Exactly.
This is true. This is true. And, speaking of heads of state, lots going on in the world. And
a very exciting time, isn't it?
I understand you people that liked political persuasions, and I'm sorry that all of you are saying
you
now.
You snooze, you lose.
We wish we had it.
Lost.
The people that that listen every week, I'm grateful for you. And we needed more people to do that, and we didn't get them, and that's just the reality of the situation. And we can't bring people in, 3-4 people, to produce a show every week when there are other shows and other enterprises that require the attention.
And I ask you one question about those documents.
Yes.
Don't they look like, they just don't look like real transcripts? You know what I mean?
They're not real transcripts.
Okay, what are they then?
They are memorandi that are written by, Rob Spiewak.
I wonder if Dietrich Bader has an opinion on those transcripts, because he is joining
Dietrich,
us now.
Not Dietrich. It's Dietrich.
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 Well, is he on now? We can get his, Dietrich Bader is, hi Dietrich, how are you?
Hey Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. You got a radio tour today, which most actors we've interviewed say, just about the greatest thing to do in the world.
The best thing you could possibly do. This is why I got into the business. I didn't want to be on the radio, but just to do interviews really, really early in the morning.
Interviews one after the other all the way. I thought it was cool that you tweeted out your little schedule list, because I was like checking competitors on the list, from my past, from my past, currently. I don't worry about that.
It's all in order of importance, and you are number 2.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you know what? I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure I stay on time here, because there's nothing more embarrassing for a radio personality than to have a publicist come on and go,
I'm sorry, that's all that you have with him right now.
That's always very embarrassing.
Oh, my God, you got to be keeping in line, that's for sure. I'm sure you've lined up an incredible list of great questions for me. I'm so excited.
That's good. Me too. Me too. No, I'm excited to have you on the show. American Housewife premieres Friday night on ABC. You're the long-suffering hubby who loves the dear woman. I have to ask you, the first question that pops to mind, Why, when you started the show, when the producers started the show, why Westport, Connecticut? Because I'm a Connecticut native who lived in the central part of the state, and what you should know about Connecticut people, Westport, that part of the world, is a foreign country because it is so phenomenally wealthy. Was it just the wealth? Is that what did it, Diedrich?
That's how you start. Okay. That's your first question.
Oh, no. That is my first question because I'm from Connecticut, and I was curious about that.
No, I'm just kidding. One of the showrunners, Kenny Schwartz, is actually from Westport, and so I think that's why he chose that particular town. The creator of the show, Sarah, wanted to pick a town that was a really wealthy town, like Westport or Greenwich or whatever. Right. I think she's from a town in, it's kind of her story. She moved for her special needs kid to a wealthy town because the public school has a mandate to take care of them and also the taxes to be able to afford it. So it was just a matter of picking one. She didn't want to pick the town that she currently lives in because then she would be, like, you know, drummed out of town. So the idea was picking another one. And I think that Kenny, having grown up there and knowing that not only was it a wealthy town when he was there, but it's now even wealthier, I think that was the deciding process.
By the way, something about me, because it's always about me, Diedrich, you should know that I actually moved my family to South Florida because I have a six-year-old son, and when he gets old enough, when he's about 35, I want his primary mode of transportation to be a bicycle. That's why I decided
just bicycle.
Not just a t-shirt.
Diedrich, you are the definition of a working actor.
I'm not riding on one of those birds.
The bird scooters?
Yes. Watch out for the bird scooters.
My God, I see kids running with those things. I feel like running them down. I just feel like
that's so dark. So very, very dark.
There are major streets here in Los Angeles. You know, people go 50, 55 miles an hour all the time down these streets. I mean, Beverly, the street that's just north of me, people treat it like a highway. And I will see kids on these birds with no helmets on. Mm-hmm. And they're just in the middle of the land. They're doing ba-da-do-do-do. And it's really like maybe social Darwinism. I'm thinking, should I take them out of the gene pool?
No.
Thin the herd, Diedrich. Thin the herd. That's
Thin the herd. You got to call sometimes.
You know, are you bumming out now that Veep is over? I mean, that's just, that had to be such a joy for an actor just to be around the energy of that cast with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and everybody else, just a mile a minute. And it seems I've watched a lot of interviews with people that have been associated with that show. A lot of passion with that kind of a run. And being a big part of that, you had to feel the same way, I would imagine.
Oh, totally. I couldn't believe that I was cast on it. I couldn't believe I was working with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the legend herself. I mean, you know, Hugh Laurie is like a god to me, so the fact that I was working with him. The rest of the cast is just incredible. Armando, the creator of the show, is just remarkably talented and funny and just kind of a genius. And, I mean, I'm sad. Am I sad that it's over? No, not necessarily sad that it's over, because I wasn't a regular on the show, and that would be heartbreaking. But I was heartbroken. I have to admit, I was a little heartbroken that Julia didn't win the Emmy. I just wanted it for her. Not that Fleabag isn't a great show and that lead isn't a great lead. Julia came back from cancer to do the last year of Veep and was there every day as a producer and also is in show business. I guess, which is kind of limiting my circle here, is the nicest person I've ever met. Is just genuinely a very nice person.
Did you go Sunday night to the Emmys?
And so, I mean, after you've been with her and known her for years, you know, it kind of becomes like a cult around Julia because she's so amazingly just a generous, sweet, lovely person, an incredible performer that's always prepared and always generous to the other performers that, you know, you just want her to do well. I'll miss seeing Julia and the rest of the cast, but you know, I have American Housewife, and that makes me happy.
Yep, and that premieres Friday night on ABC. Did you go, by the way? Did you go to the Emmys on Sunday night?
I did not. I was driving back from Santa Barbara, and I just didn't feel like putting on a tuxedo. I went to a wedding of my relative on Saturday, way in Northern California, so that was kind of like our stopping point, and I didn't want to drive anymore, and that was kind of it. Plus, I wasn't nominated for anything, so I just drove home.
Okay. I just was wondering whether you hung out. Hey, how many DJs on your radio tour today will ask you to say, bow to your sensei, as Rex
Cornwell? Bow to your sensei.
Yeah, bow to your sensei.
I tell you what, you are the first one today, so that's something.
Oh, that means the people in Oklahoma didn't do it? Damn it, I'm so bummed
about
that.
Point of order, though, you didn't ask him to do it. You just asked if anyone did.
So, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Important distinction. Thank you.
Listen to me. I have to say, that show, and we don't have enough time to talk about it, that movie, the whole concept of that, give me 20 seconds. What the hell were they doing? How did it become? I mean, I'm addicted to it. I never stop. I stop on it all the time. It's there's nothing like it out there. And
no,
how did they come
it's
up with that?
Distinctive voice. That's the thing that I always look for, like Office Space. You know,
right,
every movie
thing
that I really genuinely want to be a part of, that are, you know, they're not studio films, they don't have any money, they don't really pay you very well, but to me, they're written by one person, they have a very distinctive voice, and that's the thing that really appeals to me. You know, Napoleon was a tiny, tiny little picture, but my agent sent it to me saying, you shouldn't do this, but I could not stop laughing when I read it, and it's because once you drop into somebody's world that they've created, and it's distinctive, it's something I want to be a part of, and I love that movie. I'm really genuinely proud of that. That one and Office Space are probably my two favorites.
Was the effort in that movie, was the effort to make the characters awkward? I have trouble getting my head around why, you know, it's just, the genius of it is that it's so completely awkward from start to finish. And was that, did you discuss that? Was that what they were going for? I'm just, and that's the last question I'll ask you about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, it's all in the script. It's all like, it's all very clear how people speak and their cadence and everything. And remember, it was a short film first, and they went to Slam Dance with like a 5-minute film of Jared's. And it's just so distinctive that, you know, a producer saw it and was like, okay, here's $250,000, which sounds like a lot of money until you know that, you know, like, the last Avengers cost, you know, $500 million.
God. I mean, oh really,
can
when you think of that,
those two?
Rob's giving me the wrap-up sign here.
Just a quick question.
Quick, go ahead, Oscar.
Well, when did you flee Alexandria, Virginia?
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're an Alexandria guy.
Yeah, no, I went to school in North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, and then I moved back for a little bit, and then I left, let's see, what year? Probably 1988, so a very long time ago. It's a sweet little town, though, a little jewel box of a town.
You remember the Don and Mike show, the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike back in 88? That's when we were there.
Do you remember our radio?
Okay.
Hey!
Right,
there you go.
He's lying.
He's lying. Real quick, before we go, who's the biggest a-hole you ever worked with? Or that Edric Edershay worked with. Who's the biggest a-hole?
You know I can't say that. He's still alive.
Diedrich, good luck. American Housewife, Friday night, ABC. Thank you. Good luck with the rest of the radio tour. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. And you will always be my number two.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
That's good. Nice. That's guys. Good to do that,
that
in that rapid fire. That is absolutely
a true
10
pro.
Minutes. We had it.
Fantastic.
T.C. Williams graduate, Mike.
T.C. Williams.
T.C. Williams, mm-hmm. Which was the movie. What was the movie that?
Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was about. That's very, very
He was
cool.
The quarterback on that team.
You'll always be my number.
Maybe.
Two.
I don't know. I might have my wires crossed.
That's a great way to do it. So I'm sorry we didn't get to it, but Rob had the music queued up for Napoleon Dynamite. You were going to play that. You were going to play him in with that.
If it came up, but I mean, you know, it is a great music bit.
It is. Also, if you think about
it's the called Bus Rider, Mike.
Right.
The body of work. He's going to his fourth season of American Housewife.
Right. And also, absolutely. The thing is he's connected to so many iconic things. Not only is he a working actor, as you said, anyone who's in Office Space will always
Drew
live Carey on forever.
Drew Carey Show. Go back
Drew
to
Carey
the Drew
Show.
Carey.
Yeah.
Right.
And also, I was curious, Drew Carey Show, very different than American Housewife in that that's a in front of a live studio mm-hmm. audience one, and then Housewife is a one-camera shoot, and he does them both so well. The greatest thing about Housewife.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to ask him about that because I'd like to know with the pacing of all these different shows and these different projects. And I didn't get to ask him my Catherine question because you know that guy's got to kill it in auditions.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
That he's had. He's been in a million. I mean, I looked at that filmography. It was never ending. It
doesn't
just went
stop.
On and on and on because everything he's in, he's distinctive in, and he's the classic good-looking guy that plays in the comedy. He really he does a nice job.
He's been at it a long time.
I would like to ask Mike a question. When you had agents that actually worked for you,
did
any of your agents say, don't take something, and you took it?
Totally different, because the agents that we had were radio agents, and it's just getting a radio job, and it's playing on one particular gig, which is a radio gig, and the only thing that we would do, and we did this, and I can admit to it now, we would play radio stations off against one another, over the years. That happened occasionally. But really, the majority of work I did with my agents were negotiating and renegotiating contracts, as you know, Oscar.
Yes.
Having been in that world, and Rob knows a little bit about it as well, where you would sit there, and I'll never forget that I was up in Maine, and we were having constant phone calls, and up there it was just weird because you're in the middle of dealing with your family, and you're negotiating.
When you get the call, it's probably a phone that has a bell and a cord.
It's absolutely a phone with a bell and a cord, Rob. It was, and we're up there trying to do that, and we had an agent. Don and I had an agent called Don Ephraim, mm-hmm. and he was out of Chicago. Nice. He was based out of Chicago. His claim to fame at the time was that he represented Siskel and Ebert.
Right.
Yes.
And he would come on, and his standard line to us was always, stay cool, guys. Stay cool, because we were always like, I mean, it would sound like, I've got the latest on our negotiation with the Infinity Broadcasting. And on our end, you'd hear, and you got something in your phone?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the quote I had about an agent that told us once, the late Bob Eatman.
Eatman Brothers, yes, who represented... Who do they have? I'm trying to think who they had. So they had
everybody.
They have Opie and Anthony.
They have everybody. They had Adam Carolla, Opie and Anthony, the Junkies, ourselves, everybody who was anybody. Which is, by the way, you don't want that young broadcaster. Someone that has everybody can negotiate against yourself. Because they can say, hey, we'll give you a deal next time. Take these guys.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You're not a priority.
I remember he said, and this is right when WHFS, the rock station, Mike. Flipped formats, and then we had a job doing overnights at WJFK that Cameron Gray was kind enough to give us a shot on, and we had that for, I would say, 2 months, and we get a call from Baltimore that says, hey, we got middays in Baltimore, love for you to come up and take that slot. We were doing overnights at WJFK. We call our agent, and he's like, guys, I wouldn't leave WJFK. It is a heritage talk station. You go to Baltimore, that station flips formats more than most stations in the country. We said, Bob, you don't know what you're talking about. It's middays in Baltimore. We want to be a big fish in a small pond, because that's what the line they sold us on.
Right.
And that changed the trajectory of our entire career, because if we would have stayed at WJFK, we would have at least had a little more, I would say, of a steady Eddie career than running around the country trying to figure out what was next.
Wow. I didn't know they told you that. Yes. I didn't know the Eatman guy had was savvy to know the radio business. They were exclusive radio guys.
Yes.
Our agent Donnie from represented Siskel and Ebert with the at the movies back in the day. And I'll never forget, at the end of a contract, he said, and we were traveling a lot. We were on a plane all the time, going different places and seeing different affiliates around the country. And he got us a clause in our contract that we got first class air travel. And I remember,
wasn't that one of the final things in the contract?
And we're like, sounds I don't amazing. Care about that. What are you gonna do that? And he got it. And we never ever appreciated enough that he had gotten that tiny little perk for us.
Yes.
And seasoned veterans with agents know what to ask for and know what they get. But the difference is out there, the agents that people in TV and film get, they get you in the door. but you've got to do it. And so
you got to get the job.
It's the agent, but yeah. This guy, when you see that big a filmography, that is a guy that's known mm-hmm. as a go-to, as a reliable. That's
also
exactly
probably a
how
good
it
guy,
happens.
Easy to work
yeah.
with.
Yeah, it sounds
that's
like
that's why
it.
You see the same people in all these television shows. He's not that big a club, and you know, I pray for that for
it
my daughter
was,
someday.
It was Bob Eatman again, just passed.
Right.
That he, I went to go visit to him. Visit him. He lived in the Palisades in Los Angeles. Never been to Los Angeles in my life. Went by myself, mm-hmm. and when we were in Phoenix, Arizona. And he said, let's go to lunch. So we go to lunch. And in back of us was sitting Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And wow. he knows her because their kids play soccer together and they live in the same neighborhood.
It's a small town and, still. It's still a small town.
And he goes, would you like to meet? And so I'm like, I'm awkward and sweaty. And I have like a shirt with a bunch of embroidering on it because that's what was cool back then. And I'm telling you, as a, 25-year-old and you're meeting someone you've been watching on television your entire
whole life,
like adolescence, you right. sit there and you're like, nice to meet you. I might have given her the dead fish hand because I did not know what to do or how to do it.
I didn't know you met her.
Yeah, it was
that's
nuts.
Cool.
It was nuts.
Well, and she's never mentioned cool. you in any of the Emmy speeches.
No, not at all.
Right?
Oh, that's awesome. Well, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Those are our stories of show business. And remember, we're number two. And we're very happy about that. Absolutely. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. For an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Rex, and if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the octagon. It's called Rex Kwon Do. I need a volunteer. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei! Okay. Now I'm going to give you one chance. One chance, people. Give me your best shot. All right, that was pretty good. Okay, now watch this, everybody. Grab my arm. The other arm. My other arm. Okay, now watch this. I'm just gonna break the wrist and walk away. Break the wrist, walk away.
Jeez.
Okay, it's just that simple. Now, I want you to kick me. Come on, kick me. Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Ouch.
Okay, you block it every time. Have a seat. In addition to what you just saw, if you study with my 8-week program, you're going to learn these things. First off, Rex Kwon Do, we use the buddy system. No more flying solo. You need somebody watching your back at all times. Second off, you're going to learn to discipline your image. Do you think I got where I am today because I dress like Peter Pan here? Take a look at what I'm wearing, people. Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys? Forget about it. Last off, my students will learn about self-respect. Do you think anybody thinks I'm a failure because I go home to Starlight Night? Forget about it. Now, for only $300, you can sign up right now for my 8-week program.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
What the hell is going on up there?
We're making sure the volume is correct on the live stream.
Okay, just checking.
Slight tweak. Yeah.
All right, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital,
we're doing
Washington,
our job.
D.C. Well, no, you were twitching around, and we're live on the air, and that's stuff that should be done before, and I didn't know what the hell was going on, so I thought we were having some sort of national emergency based on all the jumping and twitching and texting and dialing and all that stuff. So from Rodothi, North Carolina to Bug Tussle, Texas, Pee-wee, West Virginia, Exeter, New Hampshire, Frogstown, Pennsylvania, Zurich, Swizzyland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, brought to you by Fruitcake Futures. Look at you, constantly playing with the dials on the equipment.
That's not the copy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at you, ostensibly the most powerful man in the world, living in a house which is white, returning things to greatness. Handsome family, lovely wife, dozens of long red neckties, and lots of burgers and candy and soda pop for your refined palate. Things are great.
on the 1600th block of your street. Nice!
Nice!
Certainly someone as fabulous as you could bend the rules and buy a TMOS fruitcake after the deadline, right?
Certainly.
Wrong, sluggo! There's just a little matter of an impeachment inquiry. Sad trombone. Sad.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah.
Oh, and impeachments are not fruit-flavored Altoids, no matter what Jared Kushner told you. So you're denied, and you know what? Because you're not special. Oh, snap!
Snap?
Snap!
There's nothing keen or notable about you. So don't assume that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline. I beg your pardon. Excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me? No way. No second chance, no exceptions. You're not special. Go to our website and buy as many as you can. MikeOMaraShow.com. Quick as a bunny now. Whether you're Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, or another high-ranking official, no FC for POTUS or anyone else after midnight, Monday, September 30th. And remember, that's not a migraine. That's a...
What?
What? That's not a migraine?
No, it's not a migraine. That's a Ukraine.
Kind of loves it. That's kind of funny.
That's not a that. You know what? It was spectacularly funny.
It was just a little button on the spot. I like the Altoid joke better.
It was wonderful. I liked every bit of it. Didn't you, Michael? Did you like that, Michael Kwando? Did you enjoy that?
Not funny.
Get a fruitcake. Thank you very much, and welcome to the show. We can't waste any time because we've got Nikki Diamond.
Right.
We had Rex Kwando.
And that whole tape is worthwhile.
Diedrich Bader.
Just to hear, hear the brother go, geez.
Ouch.
Ow.
That would be Kip.
Kip the brother.
That would be Kip. Get his name right. That's it. Let's get our picks right now. It's
okay.
Time to go to the NFL,
Matt,
ladies and gentlemen.
Matt,
as the commissioner. Now, when you summon her, what is that, to come into the studio and write them down?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right, very good. Madam Commissioner is making her way into the studio. Another great week of NFL action. And the reason we are probably talking more about the NFL this year is because we have a whopper of a bet.
Yes.
$50 per man per week on every game on the NFL. At the end of the season, we pay up. One of us will win the mother load, which is what, $850,000?
Well, it's $850 each, so it'll be $1,700.
$1,700.
Man, this is the most I've ever wagered, and I'm including the high dollar slot machines in Vegas.
That's true, if you add it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done more single bets that are bigger. Yeah.
Terrible.
Two of the guys will have to pony up 850 beans.
Yes.
And the other guy will make the whopper, which is $1,700.
Me, like, you're already going to win.
No, I don't think so. I don't have a lot. I don't bet horses, and I don't bet football well. I don't do it. I really don't. But in one hand, I've got the picks here, which I'm going to be doing on the fly. To my left, is my wife Starla over here? No, is the...
Are you wearing your American flag pants?
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your... It was all I could do not to just obsess on that.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure he gets that. And that's funny when he said you're the first one today, because he does get it. Let's get right to it. And what's Maddie's going to give us the games? And
yes.
Then we shout him out?
Yes. Right. So to remind everybody, Mike and Oscar are tied. Rob is ahead by one game overall.
Right.
It's anybody's game.
All right.
Week 4, rapid fire. Tonight, Eagles at Packers.
Packers!
She does 3-2-1.
I
got to
count
1.
You down first.
Oh,
but, okay.
Damn it.
Oh.
But okay. I think I know what you're going to pick.
Count them down.
Three.
Oh, aren't you super clever, smartass?
Well, come on, it was a joke. You
I
get
understand.
So keyed up with this bit.
I do.
Count them down.
I do.
Three.
It's not a bit. They're real picks. I take it seriously.
3-2-1.
Eagles.
Packers.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm writing mine down, Maddie, to help you
Thank
out
you.
Here.
Thank you.
All right, so who picked the Eagles?
I did.
Oscar did.
I switched.
Did. So Oscar's going with
Oscar
an upset
cheated.
Right out of the gate. Did he change from the first time?
Yeah.
Well, you cheated. You're the one. You know, you accuse me of getting uptight. You're the one that gets uptight during these.
No,
picks.
Mike, this
because
is
it's a competition.
When we do this sketch, I just want people to play by the rules.
It's a competition.
It was
a
misfire.
Competition.
You got to get the horses back in the little paddy wagon or whatever they call it, and then the paddock, and then they get to go again.
You know, some people have to cheat to feel that they can win, and that's fine, Oscar. Good luck.
I'm ready.
Okay.
He's in pissed. That way. Yeah.
Titans at Falcons. 3-2-1.
Falcons.
All right.
Don't go super slow. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Rapid fire, Mike. Redskins at Giants. 3-2-1.
Redskins.
Giants.
Chargers at Dolphins. 3-2-1.
Chargers.
Raiders at Colts. 3-2-1.
Raiders. Colts.
Oh. Oscar again.
Things will change this week, Mike. Things will change.
Did you pick the Colts?
I did.
Oh, okay. I hate it when you match all my picks.
I love it when I match your picks.
Because you do straight lines just like I do.
No, not necessarily.
Look at the lines, and that's what you. All right.
Well, I picked the Redskins.
Yeah, well, you picked the Redskins because that's the homer pick. That's
yeah,
still
because
the right
I love
do.
The Redskins, Mike. They treated
no, you
me
do
so
it
well.
Because it's the homer pick. For,
no, because
for
they.
The
I've
listener.
Told you that they will.
What is wrong?
Will
you stop attacking? Stop. I'm not. I mean, I. What's. I what answer, did I do to you?
I answered an attack.
What you answered? What?
Yeah, you came at me.
This is supposed to be rapid fire.
Right. It is rapid fire. I'm sorry,
gentlemen. Come on. Panthers at Texans.
Texans. Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh. Week four,
we
guys.
Have to start. We have to start again. Hold on. I'm looking at my.
Right. We're the worst gamblers in America.
Next time, Oscar, just yell football.
Football. Manchester United.
I can't find the game. Hold on. Wait a minute, Maddie.
Find it.
Okay.
Wait.
We're at Panthers and Texans.
What do you got? What do you got? A bookie on the side that's on Skype.
I'm just trying to find the game.
FaceTiming.
Right, yeah. Okay, I got it. I got it.
Okay. Panthers at Texans. 3-2-1.
Texans.
Oh. All right. Chiefs at Lions. 3-2-1.
Chiefs.
Okay. Browns at Ravens. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Oh. Patriots at Bills. 3-2-1.
Bills.
What?
Oh, we all picked the Bills?
Oh, no.
Damn.
We all picked the Bills. Wow.
Daniel.
We all are sucking up to our commissioner.
Wow.
Rightfully so.
That's I think we all picked with our hearts.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's what we want to say.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Buccaneers at Rams. 3-2-1.
Rams.
Seahawks at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Vikings at Bears, 3-2-1.
Bears.
Vikings.
Oh.
Cousins. Things will change.
Jags at Broncos, 3-2-1.
Broncos.
Jags.
All right.
Oh, damn.
It's going to be a seismic shift this week.
Cowboys at Saints, 3-2-1.
Saints.
Cowboys.
Mike.
Wow.
All right, Monday night, Bengals at Steelers in 3-2-1.
Steelers.
All right.
Oh, I'm there sweating this one out this week. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I was not prepared. I would say
of all the picks,
yes,
I'm disgusted by the Patriots Bills.
Disgusted?
Because
why?
We could have all gotten points if we would just chosen the Patriots.
You know what? I pray for the Patriots. Of all the games that I will watch next to my beloved Giants, I will be watching the Bills. With every, I wish for that more, almost as much as I root for my own Giants. I would love to see the Buffalo Bills beat the
win
evil
that
Empire.
Game.
Well, the thing is they won't have a perfect Fantastic. Season. They will not have a perfect season, and the Bills
you
are
never
hot
know.
Right now.
You never know. It's happened in the NFL. There's precedent, so you never know. Mm. They're that good.
They're very good. They're very good.
What's going to happen with that?
All right, so we're in.
We're in.
All right, thank you. Good.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
Do you want to do Nikki here?
You mean right after we do the picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose we could. We might as well get right
He's quick.
To it.
He's in and out.
Do two NFL segments. We'll do that, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Are you happy now? Are you happy, Rob? Are you happy? Did you get it all done? Are you ready? Are you happy?
I'm happy. Are you happy?
No. Okay. Take a break, and we'll come right back. Thank you very much.
Hello, this is your president. I was elected by you. Good. If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS. Funny. But what if you want to see me? You can't. Sad. Because you don't watch radio. Sounds. But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show. Surprise! Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara's show, Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with old Mike, bald Rob, and creepy Oscar, distrustful. Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought, sad. TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American fast food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some amazing numbers from Cornerstone. At this very moment, we have $6.3 trillion in tappable home equity in the United States. That is the highest amount of tappable equity ever. So the time has come to tap it. Tap it real good.
Plus,
rates are at their lowest level in 3 years, so almost every homeowner in the country can benefit from a refi right now. But you need to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, but if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, or you need to take out some equity or eliminate PMI, do yourself a favor and call Cornerstone to go over your specific situations and your specific options. All credit types considered, Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C.,
Georgia,
Florida, and Colorado, too. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. We're getting all of our NFL squeezed into two segments this week because we go to all the way out to Pahrump, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, and speak with the prognosticator of Pahrump, the man who has the second sight when it comes to the NFL. I'm talking about Nikki Diamond, who I like to say now, a friend of the show.
Oh, really?
A friend of the
show. Just took 4 years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It took him a while. He said he has been on his best behavior this year.
And very
I'm
well.
Grateful for that.
Yes, yes. BFFs, I say, Mike. Best friends forever, you and I.
Amen. That's the way I look at it, Nikki. Absolutely. And, you know, when we come out to Nevada in November, I really hope we get a chance to break bread. It would be really, really exciting. It would be wonderful.
We're going to break bread. Then we're going to break those tables in half. What do you take that money, Mike? Are you a blackjack guy, crap, slots? What are you into, my friend?
Well, I'm a slot guy primarily because I'm completely antisocial when I do my gambling, Nikki. But I have been known to occasionally sit at a blackjack table.
Okay. Well, most old people do prefer slots. It makes
This is true. Thank you. Thank you for that. I truly
appreciate friends.
That.
We're friends. That's what we do. That's what friends do. We buzz balls. Friends.
That's right. Friends buzz balls.
Friends. Yes, good.
Yes, Nikki is an ageist. Nikki, how's everything going out there in Nevada? How is your world this week?
Big weekend. It's our annual fall festival here in Pahrump. Quite the festivities. Looking forward to the watermelon eating contest tomorrow. Come in third 2 years ago, second last year. You know what this means? First place, baby!
I didn't know you participated in the watermelon eating contest. That's got to be special.
Very competitive.
When you came in second, did you at least cover the spread?
Good one, Spurlock. Hey. You're hired. I like you. You can write for the show.
Thank you, Diamante.
Damn Japanese girl, Katsumi, keeps beating me. I don't know how she does it. 94 pounds, 12 pounds of watermelon. Impossible.
That Coney Island guy.
Yeah.
That's Japanese girl. I didn't know it was a Japanese girl.
That's pretty good.
I enjoy that.
The engine in her. I don't know how it works. Tears it up, that watermelon. Damn, Katsumi. You're going down the
chair. Okay, let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Nicholas Diamond, you got your picks this week. What do you like, my friend?
Oh, I got him. It's the carry. It's the sleeper of the week. You snooze, you win, baby. Hey, how about those Giants? Daniel Jones, excellent job last week. Thank you. Congratulations to you, Mike. But as I said last week, they have no defense. So Terry McLaurin, the only bright spot for the Washington Redskins, their star rookie wide receiver, will have a big day in a shootout against the Giants. Give him 75 yards and a touchdown. He's a sleeper, but he's alive and awake. Baby, the Merle. It's a sure thing. We're 3-for-3. You win week one, you're rolling over two, you let it ride three, you let it ride eventually. We can own all the watermelon. It's a sure thing. The Indianapolis Colts, they don't need Andrew Luck because they got a great team. They got a great O-line. The Raiders got nothing. They are screwed. Get back in the booth. You're a bum. You get out of here. The Colts cover 7. They win easily. The Raiders, they've already given up. They're already looking forward to being in Vegas for TMOS Part 3 next year. Just thinking ahead. Anyway, the diamond pick of the week.
Here it comes.
The luck. Russell Wilson, bad game last week. No worries. They go into Arizona this year. They got nothing. They got the number one pick. You're going to have it again next year. They're bums. Russell Wilson will light them up, baby. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. It's a lot. Kasumi, you're
God. I think he had a stroke there at the end. All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nicholas Diamond. Goodbye. We appreciate that, Derek.
He said, you're welcome.
Oh, I had no idea he participated in a watermelon.
He's a competitor.
Yeah. He's top ranked. He just hasn't got the gold yet.
I didn't know what the name of his Japanese competitor was, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. All right. We got a few minutes here. The schedule I'm on today. First of all, the transportation situation with school buses down here in Southwest Florida is driving me a little bit nuts. Yesterday, the bus driver says to me that he's normally got a pickup at 6:39. We discussed how early that is for the little guy. Yesterday, when I drop him off at the bus, and I'm talking to Seneca, the driver. He says to me, they've changed it. It's going to be 6:35. I said, well, we're up anyway. It's not a big deal.
But
there's going to be a 10-minute window.
You're
so
probably
I don't know what
already
that means.
There. You're probably already there at 6:35 for a 39 pickup, I would think.
I am indeed. Yeah. And but I mean, the 10-minute window is the 10 minutes on the early side. And I'm looking at
my
would
think
app.
20 minutes.
5 minutes on each side is what I would think.
Well, this is the deal. He's already had history with this driver.
That's true.
So if Otto has a reentry window of 20 minutes, then he's got to either get there at 6:15.
Well, today it was like 6:41 where the pickup, maybe even closer to 6:45. And he said, man, they're killing me. I'm saying, what's going on? Because we chat. I'm the first bus stop.
Right. Yeah.
And he says, they have meetings every day. I said, what, before your run? He said, yeah, we have meetings. I'm like, oh, see, meetings don't work with bus drive. I mean, it's kind of a cluster F. And,
what do you think the meetings are about?
I don't remember when I was a school bus driver.
Enough of these glue sticks and boogers on the windows. They're killing us.
Oh, actually, Mike, you really should support his meetings because I know he just got his 20-day sober check.
There you go. It's an AA meeting. No, it's. I feel for the guy. I feel for the guy.
Yeah.
He's got a stack of papers like this. He's going through everything. I think they are understaffed and overworked. So my kid loves kindergarten, but today... my kid tends to stress out about new things, and today I am going to be driving to the school and picking up for the first time, picking up by a car. Now, this, I understand, for all of you public school parents out there, is a different... I think they got out at like 2:05 or something like that. I'm not sure how early I should arrive for this, but I'm picking him up, and I'm picking his best friend up.
Ooh.
Then I'm taking him back over to Cocoonville because I got them both a golf lesson together.
Ooh, cool.
And all I know is Daddy will touch brown liquor tonight. It will happen at the end of the day. It's just it's a little insane.
Let me offer this. When I used to pick Robert up after school when he was elementary school, if I didn't get there 20 minutes before the bell, I was parking in the street. I wasn't even in the circle to pick up. So 20
I'm
minutes.
I'm thinking 45 for this. And I've heard from other guys that it's an hour.
An hour?
An hour that they're lining up an hour.
A half hour was the sweet spot for us. But man, an hour.
It's part of the process down here that they do it that way and they line up. And then they have like walkie-talkies and all this stuff.
What about an Uber?
Have him take an Uber?
No, I mean, you call the Uber for him, and then they pick him up.
No latchkey, kid. It doesn't work that way. No, it does not. No, the things have changed dramatically.
They have a button on the new Uber updated app that actually lets you track your ride. So
I completely
understand
that.
He could FaceTime you on the way home, like, Pops.
I know. I wish it could work that way,
no
Oscar.
No one's going below the equator. I'm safe in the back.
Yeah. By the way, you rode Metro, right, with a key around your neck?
I rode the Metro bus and Metro Rail.
How old were you when you rode a Metro Rail? Like 8 years old?
I was 8 years old.
8 years old.
I remember when I would get off.
No, kid, give me your fare card. Were you terrified, by the way, when you first did
no
that?
No one told me there was a different way. That's all I knew.
To be fair, incredible. The Metro Rail is a very easy to understand system.
that's right.
All of the colors.
Definitely got off on the wrong stop a few times.
Yeah, sure.
That's why when there's a big event in D.C., you get people coming in from the burbs, you know, going, hi, what school do you go to?
What time does the last train leave Metro Center? 12:10.
The rail isn't scary. The bus is scary.
Yeah.
I wrote the number down in my wallet. Let me take it out and move some of these 50s and 20s. Why is that man staring at me like he's looking at a steak dinner? I don't understand.
When I rode the Y8, whether it was to go get a haircut or the orthodontist.
Is that a bus route?
That's the bus. I knew I had to look for the Y8 because that was what would take me home up and down Georgia Avenue.
It's not like Y2K.
No. And right. I remember the doors opening up and I would have my sweaty hand full of change because I knew exactly how much I needed to pay to get in and it'd go in and I'd ask for a transfer. God forbid you lost the transfer that gets you back home because you could ride it back that same day because then you'd have to find some more change, which I probably already spent on M&Ms or peanut butter cups because my parents always just gave me just enough to either make my way home or spend the money on candy, and that was it.
85 cents.
Did you ever miss the Metro? Did you ever, or not miss it, but did you ever not have enough money? Did you ever
I remember panicked and stranded on the Metro? I bought the king size peanut M&Ms, which cost more money, and I didn't realize that I had purchased that. I'm stuck in the Silver Spring Metro station, and maybe I was 10 by that point, and I'm literally panhandling saying, can I please have a quarter? I can't get out of, and I'm walking up to strangers. I was like, I mismanaged my budget to get out. It was like, it wasn't terrifying. It was just like, I got to get home or my parents are going to beat me. I got to figure this out. I didn't tell them that. I just said, can I please have a quarter? I'm just trying to get out of the turnstile here.
But your mom gave you that advice about like touching and stuff. Right. Like, don't, what is it? Don't know.
No. They had to get the token to cosita, which is don't let them touch your thingy. So I wasn't going to let him touch my thingy for a quarter.
However, that would have been an easier way to make even 50 cents.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's how you grow up fast, people.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing that you did that.
But take Uber a break. X, you track the little guy. He'll get home in no time.
Well, not going to happen. I'll be at the school today. Should have some interesting stories tomorrow. Always fun. I've done it one time before, and that was not even for a pickup. That was actually for me parking the car. And that was a cluster up. I'm talking walkie-talkies, teachers everywhere, and a nervous child with his best friend.
Make sure your windows are down so when you say things, people hear you.
Yes. Well, I know what I'm going to say to the principal, who's usually out in front of the school.
What's that?
I'm going to look at her, and I'm going to go, bow to your sensei. We'll take a break. Speaking of school, he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
He's doing it again. We have the world's most cost-effective PA announcer, Rob Spiewak, when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Comedy. It's a universal language. And with the TMOS app, you can share the hilarity throughout this big blue marble we call planet Earth. Brush up on your language skills today, such as Swedish.
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
German.
Sign the papers, old man.
Russian.
I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Even from the heartland of America.
I don't know when she's coming yet. I think they come back Thursday.
Share your love of laughter and the More Network no matter where you may roam. All your favorite shows in one place. Plus, you can now connect to the TMOS Yak Shack right from the app. The TMOS app. Recommended by 4 to 5 Sherpas to be the funniest app in
the world.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. We appreciate everything you do for us. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Brewmate. Don't you just love warm alcohol?
Boo!
Boo! No, listen to that. Nobody does. That's why you need Brewmate, the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long. You can arrive at FedEx Field for your, somebody gave you a Redskins ticket, and you can drink cold beer from 7 o'clock in the morning until kickoff, and then, vomit and then go back out to your car and it'll still be cold. Not the vomit, the beer.
No.
They probably don't like that I'm saying vomit in this camera. My point I'm trying to make here.
You can have beer and water.
Exactly.
Right.
Beer and water.
Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long. I got the Hopsolator Trio. I love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter, or it can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with a splash-proof lid. Guaranteed. You hear me?
What?
They teach you that here? Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and enjoy the rest of the day with a cold brew. That's right. You get to work, you have your latte, you wake up, get a little work done, pop open a beer and drink it the rest of the day.
Bring it!
Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit Brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to Brewmate.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. And cheers. All right, so you're doing it once again. How many years now have you been the high school football PA announcer for the Tuscarora Minutemen?
I believe, no, it's the Huskies, Mike. The Tuscarora Huskies.
No, it's not. It's the Minutemen.
No, it's... Actually, you're right. You are. I forgot. It's new this year.
The Huskies of Tuscarora. What is Tuscarora? What is that? What is the
I believe that is a Native American tribe native to the area of Loudoun County.
Tuscarora.
I thought it was Ferrari Tuscarora.
I will have to double check that, but I think that's what it is. Pony,
it's a
can
great
you Google
name.
That?
Yeah. It rolls off the tongue. Tuscarora.
It's fun to yell touchdown Tuscarora, and I got to yell it a lot.
Because touchdown, Tuscarora.
It was the home opener. They went into it 2-1, and they were going against the Musselman Appleman of Inwood, West Virginia, who were undefeated. Mm. One of the finest teams in the state of West Virginia who bust in to the Tuscarora Stadium and were soundly defeated by your Huskies 35-0.
Ooh.
So the you said it's the Musselman Appleman?
The Musselman High School Appleman, yes.
Oh, it's Musselman. Is it like the Musselman from the Musselman's apples that we grew?
I don't know if it's related, but the school,
let me look.
It is the Musselman High School, and it's in Inwood, West Virginia. So they made quite a trip. I imagine it was a rather long ride home.
Wow.
35-0.
And they got thumped,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. They were never in it, not for a minute.
Was there a chance that they, did you hear anything about whether the team's going to be good or anything like that?
They were 2-1 going into the game. And so Robert, who is the leader of the, what is called the Tusky Terror, it's the pep squad that sits in the student section, and he leads them with signs and a drum and everything.
So he's into the football team?
Oh, he loves it. He goes to all the away games too. So he said,
so he's super into it.
He said, we looked good this year. And I said, but we lost one. He said, it was very close. And I said, okay, so you're optimistic about the team. And he said, yeah, but this 35-0 has everyone talking.
All right, so, I'm not going to give you a hard time because, you're doing it and your kid's going to the high school, so you're still connected. Will you continue to do it after your son graduates?
It's doubtful because I won't even know any kids at the school at that point. Not even neighbor kids.
It is named after the apple processing plant.
Is it really?
Musselman.
Wow. Yeah,
nice pull.
I remember seeing that in, Giant Food and all that, that stuff. So you're back again. Do you feel, are you at ease with the process now?
Yeah, there was one awkward moment that, when it gets to be about 28-0, there's not a lot to offer as far as excitement.
How do you pad?
Well, I started looking
at it's not his job as a PA announcer to pad. It's not like he's doing play-by-play.
No, but
he's
PA. I do like to say things. I like to keep the audience involved. And
what do you say?
Shtick?
I do a little shtick.
Yeah?
One thing that I always do is I announce the a fake attendance that's usually like 62,000.
That's pretty funny.
And that would be, if I'm at a high school football game and the announcer does that, I'd laugh my ass.
Always
do
that.
Is it a go-to? Do you get a big laugh
every week? And what's great is the only flaw in the stadium is that the press box is right on the bleachers, so that if the people at the top stand, they can look in the press box. So I don't
that's
like
standard for high school.
I don't like that, but I do like that I can hear when I get a laugh that scores. Sometimes, and this is a one that I've never had trouble with the staff, I will make up a contest. And I'll say, we have the winner of tonight's 50-50. Please check your ticket. The number is 278-924.
They let you do that, and they know, and everybody,
and everyone's like,
"Did you get a ticket? This is new, right? Is this new?
We started that one last year because there are real contests too, and you know, there's the equivalent of radio station liners. Like you thank all the refs, you say, you know, the field hockey team is playing at Heritage this Thursday night.
I hope to see you there.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're having a good time at the Tuscarora football game tonight. Don't forget to tip your referees.
That's funny.
Yeah, I love it.
What about today's game is brought to you by Juul.
Oh, God.
I know it's funny.
Funny on this show. Might not go over.
Might
in
not
the
play.
Stands,
in, might not play in the big room.
By Jewel.
Because there's actually five officials. I believe five or six officials that actually officiate the game. And
right.
There's one in the booth right Jewel. Next to me. And this guy this week was a dick. And he's
really?
He runs the scoreboard and has constant visual contact with the line judge, right? And so we came in, and it was the first game of the season, and the press box is crowded. And he says,
right.
Well, I don't have a chair.
Oh, no.
And I said, I sent a student to get you a chair. And he said, doesn't help me right now, does it?
Did he really say that? That's something to go to hell.
And then he said, this was great. After he had to wait a total of maybe 50 seconds to get his chair. He said, you know, this is the first time I've ever showed up to a football game and not had a chair. And I was like, wow.
Was he an old guy?
Yeah, old, fat, smelly.
Who decides to be a dick like that in life?
I mean, really, well, he just came out swinging.
Who decides?
Yeah, that's when you really want to check the bio. Rob's got a kid at the school. You know, then you want to look at the bio of these guys
that are involved in this.
Yeah. Take a deep dive and go, why are you involved? Yeah.
But I did get...
And by the way, it's a joyous thing. Yeah. You're around kids. Yeah. It's football. Yeah. It's America.
You've got the best ref job. You're up there with the scoreboard. You're not out there having to run or anything. You're just sitting. So wait for your chair.
Does he wear the suit?
Oh, he has the shirt. Yeah, that shirt.
He's got a striped shirt.
It hadn't been washed in 3 weeks. It was a beautiful shirt, Mike, and the stripes were black and sort of beige at this point.
Oh, gross.
But I did get in trouble for one thing. It was in the fourth quarter. They said, please don't do this anymore. I said, okay, but we're a little bored, and my spotter up there is my good friend Rob Chubbuck from our supper club.
The Chubbucks.
And his son was a legendary defensive player that started the first year of Tuscarora. Could have gotten a scholarship. He was a great player.
Oh, wow.
So he's very involved with the football program from way back. We start looking, because we're a little bored. It's a blowout. We look at the opposing roster, and we find a name we like. And I wrote it down. It's Bubba Puffenberger. And so we start looking back and forth about, you know, he's not in the game. I said, what number is he? I think he's 81. So Rob pulls out his binoculars, and he's looking.
Bubba Puffenberger.
And he spots Bubba Puffenberger on the sideline, standing there. Now, he doesn't even have a, you
Did
know.
He look like a Bubba Puffenberger?
Mike, exactly. If you looked
was
it up.
Was he a lineman, Rob? Was he a lineman?
He looked like a ineffective lineman.
Helmet on or off?
Off. Oh, okay, he wasn't even nowhere near a helmet. So we get a timeout in the fourth quarter, and I said to Rob, watch this. And I know now to turn my mic off in between because there's lots of talk. So I turn my mic on and I go, ladies and gentlemen, a new feature this year at the Tuscarora football games. We salute the visiting player of the week. Let's have a big round of applause for number 81, Bubba Puffenberger. I got it right on the night. And what was great is he had him in the binoculars, and there's a smattering of applause from the visitor's side. There's a smattering of applause from the home side, and Puffenberger just, like, shrugs. He's like, what? Huh?
That's harmless.
He never touches the ball.
Who comes down on you for that?
Yeah.
Who's the one that taps you on the shoulder? Said, Rob, cut that.
One of the boosters says, you can't single out the booster heads. You can't single out players like that. That can be interpreted as you're making fun of him. I said,
bullying.
We're welcoming him.
Bullying.
But here's the great thing.
I won't
cite, but a guy who outranks the booster lady came to me after the game and said, that Puffenberger thing was funny as hell. So we shall see.
But why wouldn't you want that at a game? That's cool.
It is so much fun.
Yeah, but I can see. That's the way it goes. That sounds like fun. Hey, if you're when's the next home game for Tuscarora?
I believe it is October 18th. I will announce it. We only have four home games this year. So
you
I will announce
layoff.
It. Yeah.
You got a layoff. And, maybe some other high schools could hire you. That'd make it more, check out Kettle Run. See if Kettle Run, decides to do it.
I will go see,
it.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with, oh, my God, are we at the... Are we
news.
There already?
Yeah,
news you may not need. Coming up, the show's flown by on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. It's that time of the year to relax and enjoy the best in life. And you can do it right from your own home. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy and to keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste, hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. I'm not kidding you. You didn't hear me wrong. 365
days. Mike, that's like a year.
That is an entire year, Rob Spiewak, to sit on it, to sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using that code. You know it, you love it. It's TMOS, people, and we thank you.
News.
Puffenberger.
Puffenberger. Bubba Puffenberger. Love that name. So if you were it was a tribute to his name.
It was a love, and you know what? I think I made it tonight. He's a winner that night.
Now, based on his reaction, maybe not. if you love your Alexa, but wish she had a deeper voice and drop more F-bombs, you're in for a treat later this year when Samuel L. Jackson will be added as an alternative voice. I will be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way that I skip. You've done it. You're successful. Thank you, all the people at Amazon. I will do it. I'll grab it.
That's the right voice to use. The right voice.
You can get him in clean and explicit versions. I have a six-year-old.
I like the explicit.
I know. I wish I could if I didn't have a six-year-old. Amazon is using new technology to give Alexa smoother, more natural-sounding speech patterns. So hopefully this will sound like Sam Jackson, not a Sam Jackson robot.
Now, Oscar, your heart is full of gadgets. When they do that, do they record like full words, or do they record like phonic units that they assemble? How do they do that? Because he can't say everything.
I my guess would be that they have a script that he would read off of,
right?
And then they would try to synthesize his voice so it actually moves along with any question that comes
around. Because the explicit one would be easier. All we'd have to record is do it yourself.
I had this issue with the Cookie Monster,
yes,
where Waze for a weekend with Sesame Street let you pick the directions.
Yeah.
From whatever character you want from Sesame Street, and I the Cookie
Take
Monster.
The exit 134.
It was cool for the first 5 minutes, but the
and
Cookie
gets
Monster
old.
Gets hostile. So, yeah, and if you don't make the turn, he's yelling the entire time, and he goes, nom, 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 every time make a turn.
Well, you know, with Alexa, you know, it's by choice. You know, you speak to that robot when you want to. Coming out sometime this year for 99 cents. Or $4.99 if you buy it after 2019. Amazon says more celebrities are coming in 2020, but there's no word who. Amazon is also rolling out a frustration detection feature that'll determine when you're getting frustrated with Alexa screwing up your requests, and it'll try to apologize.
I'm going to hold off until they get Alan Arkin.
Michael, you like to hear more Buddy Rich? Yeah. Remember this weird couple, Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley?
Yes. Of course. Yeah.
They got married August 10th, 2002, and they split up 107 days later. But the not always reliable Radar Online says they might be rekindling their romance. Wow. A source says they talk a lot and have rediscovered their feelings for each other. It all started when Nick reached out to her in early summer. Since then, they've been on the phone nonstop and even meet up for dates. Lisa Marie is currently battling her estranged husband for custody of their 10-year-old twins, and Nick recently got out of a 4-day marriage. Welcome to the land of weird.
Nicolas Cage, the only non-family member to be in Elvis's bedroom in the last 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that's one of the reasons he married her. Was to get close.
The Elvis thing?
He has an Elvis thing going on too, so I think that's part of it.
Well, isn't that special?
I get the twins.
It's been 26 years since Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and Laura Dern started in the original Jurassic Park. 26 years?
Yeah.
Like yesterday.
God, there's certain things that happen when you go. That clock on the wall just flies. Now they're reuniting for an upcoming Jurassic World 3. Was that a signal, or did you have?
No,
to,
no. I was doing the clock spinning. That's how fast the clock was spinning.
I didn't know that's a...
I apologize.
Goldblum has been in 3 of the 5. Let me see. So the new one's going to be Jurassic Park... what's it called?
Let me get it for you. I'll find it.
I'm trying to see here. All we know about Jurassic World 3, that's what it is, Oscar. All we know about it is that it's supposed to come out in 2021, and it'll be directed by Colin Trevorrow, who also did the first Jurassic World in 2015. Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park.
I like the remake, the reboot they did two times ago. I thought that was pretty good. So
I think sequels are so ridiculous. I think it really has just stunted. I've said this for 30 years. That they've stunted Hollywood. I know you have a franchise, you have a good one. Make a sequel. That's what I like. And then when you just make it into a franchise, it's we don't demand.
What about
anything.
A trilogy?
We don't demand anything of our food. We don't demand anything of our culture. We don't demand anything of our music. It's silly.
If
our
it's sports, strong,
are we hold them to the fire.
If it's strong, can we go for a trilogy?
I think a trilogy is fine, but that's also the whole idea. Yeah, hey, it'll become a franchise. It's more for the producers than it is
right,
for the people
right.
that
CGI
consume.
Is better. Does it make it okay?
Well, yeah, because even when the first one came out 29 years ago, some of the dinosaurs looked kind of transparent. Remember, it was at that era.
Do you remember when it came out? I remember how incredible it was.
Yeah, we thought it was incredible.
The best around.
And great acting in that movie. When they get the reaction shots and they're really looking at nothing and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, and great ice cream in that movie.
Oh, yes. And breathing through your nose, Richard Attenborough.
The greatest Dick Attenborough.
Just having some ice cream.
Kids! Researchers looked at 13 different drink options and how well they kept people hydrated over the course of 4 hours. And this is fascinating. Regular water barely made it in the top 10.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Plain old water basically goes straight through us because it doesn't have nutrients and electrolytes to help our bodies absorb it. So most of it ends up in our bladder. Okay.
It's what plants crave, Mike.
It has electrolytes. I'm thinking because I go out and I literally do activity in a over 100
right.
heat index. I do down here. You get acclimated to it in Florida and you can handle it. When it's 94, the heat index can get up to over 100 degrees.
I'm out there. You're right.
Oh, I'm putting cold towels on my neck. I'm drinking water. And I drink water, and never pee because it's so necessary almost to survive.
Like
to
a
keep
cactus.
Hydrated.
Or it's because
this
he's 60.
This is fascinating. So most of the water ends up in the bladder. Skim milk is 91% water. Did you know
Ooh.
That?
No.
But also has sugar, sodium, protein, and a tiny bit of fat, which all helps slow down that process. So more of the water gets absorbed into your body. According to the study, here are the 10 most hydrating drinks in order. Skim milk, number one.
Wow.
Pedialyte, Oscar Santana,
oh, yeah,
number
all day.
Two.
All day.
Whole milk, number three.
Great on
to
a hot
hydrate
day.
Hydrate you. Yeah, I know. Orange juice. Soda, diet soda, iced tea, regular tea, sports drinks, and regular water in 10th place. Now, listen, one important distinction, the study specifically looked at how hydrated people stayed for 4 hours.
Oh.
But on a longer timeline, drinks with a ton of sugar, like soda and juice, don't hydrate you as well as water does. So after that four-hour window, but if you're out there doing sports, you might want to think about
no
that.
No mention of Jameson's anywhere on the list? Anywhere.
No alcohol at all. When high amounts of sugar hit your small intestine, they start pulling water out of your body, so a glass of water is still a better option than a Pepsi. There you go. And now a little something. We've got a criminal here whose plan might have worked if the cops didn't have noses. But we assume the cops had noses, so, well, you get my drift. The cops in Madrid, Spain, pulled over a guy on Sunday, and they noticed that he had a ton of marijuana plants in his van. The guy's excuse was they weren't marijuana. They were, quote, peppermint. There were a total of 1,130 plants in the van, plus about $650 in cash and a contract for a boat.
Naturally.
The cops obviously didn't fall for the peppermint excuse, so the guy was arrested under Spain's drug laws. On the bright side, we now know why Adrian Garcia, a.k.a. Diego, hasn't returned our phone calls. He was in Spain.
There
he is. It's peppermint. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello. This is former politician Arnold Schwarzenegger. When I was a little boy in Austria, I can think back on the Christmas time and me and my papa would sit by the Tannenbaum and talk about the Christmas things. Like the baby Jesus sleeping in the shed and things and the three smart guys who brought the myrrh and the kinder with the drum. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. We also talked about what Dad called racial purity. Christmas ultimate fruitcake made by Großmutter Oma Schwarzenegger. It tasted better than Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte. But Oma is dead now, and I get so angry because I want fruitcakes. Luckily, TMOS has fruitcakes as good as Oma's, full of the fruit and the spices and things and the chopped nuts. Get to the chopper! You only have until September 30th, so buy them now. Go to MichaelMarishow.com and support this podcast by clicking the banner and stuff. Buy the fruitcakes! Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Are you fab? Are you fit?
Yes.
Most importantly, are you fun?
Fun!
Hey, listen to this. The 2019 Fab Fit Fun... Sorry.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday, everybody. The 2019 Fab Fit Fun Fall Box is on sale now. Fab Fit Fun Fall Box. 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 The Fall Box, we love it in the O'Mara household. Mrs. O'Mara goes nuts. It's full of so many cool things. They're all wonderful. Many products' individual value more than the entire cost of the box for fitness, for all sorts of fun, for household items.
Yes.
Carla and I fight over the exfoliating pads because now she's an esti, as she likes to call it.
Oh, that's the lingo, man.
She loves it. FabFitFun, a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples of anything. Retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. I'm not kidding about that. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And now, without further ado, open that big, giant metal door.
Now, can you think of a more British-sounding town than Cambridgeshire?
Cambridgeshire.
Cambridgeshire in the United Kingdom recently arrested a man for calling the police station over 20 times. And every time they answered, he just burped.
I love him already.
Here's
I
one
love
of
them already.
Here's one of the calls that got him locked up.
Cash Police Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
You're going to lock you up if you do that
powerful,
again.
Powerful burps.
He was forcing them. Yeah, he probably could have borne a gasket on that.
Yeah, there are people that can actually generate burps. Yeah. Much hilarity ensued in high school days when you get a guy that could actually
They
bring
can really do
there.
It. Yeah. Really
did
do
you
it.
You ever know a guy that could do that?
Well, no, the only guy I know from film is Ogre. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds.
We had guys that could go,
and they'd swallow the air
down, and then they go, great burp.
If I go through a beer real fast, the best thing to do with a burp, if you can do it, and it's tough because there's a G in it, is to say the word alligator while you're burping. Trust me, this is funny.
All right. Okay. Now hold on a second. If you
Tony,
really
give me a soda. Give me a Coke Zero.
You could actually do it now. You could do it like now before the show's over.
I'll try, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, but before we get to that.
Yes.
We live a life of convenience. Let's say you want to work at McDonald's, but you don't have the wherewithal to actually go to McDonald's to apply.
Okay.
McDonald's has an app, and it's available on Alexa.
Alexa, help me get a job at McDonald's.
Hi, what country do you want to work in?
I want to work in the United States of America.
Of course you do.
Welcome to McDonald's apply through. Let's start with something easy. What's your first name?
Jacoby.
Thanks.
Okay. You got to stop.
That's it.
Are we? Oh, God.
What's
the laziness that we have now? I mean, our technology is not making us better. It's making us worse. You got to go to the restaurant at least and fill
out. I'm going to try.
All right, I know it's hard to do. It's hard to do, especially with a soda. It's just, Oscar, how lazy are we getting now? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hold on a sec. I see something brewing here.
Gotta let it settle for a second.
Okay, you give us a signal. I think that McDonald's probably having a problem getting people to apply. They have to make it easy for them to get a yes or no.
Let's see if we can do this.
Right. Alligator.
Oh, gross.
Sounds like Sling Blade.
Not my best work.
What the hell was
not
that?
Not my best work.
I know you can do better. I know you can do better. You know, I'll tell you a thing. Here's
throw
the thing.
Up.
If you, like when you're doing regular drinking of carbonated beverages on the show, you have a free pass during any discussion we have to do alligator.
He can break in with alligator anytime.
That is my rule as of today.
It can happen at any time.
My for the comedy value. Anyway, people are lazy. That's
Ginger Baker is 80. He was the drummer for Cream and for Blind Faith.
Insane.
And out of his mind. Yes. Great drummer, though, and touched so many great
prick.
Hit records.
Bit of a prick.
A tremendous prick. And as a matter of fact, they did a documentary about him called Beware of Mr. Baker. And
right. I watched it.
And here are some celebrities talking about him, and many of them assumed he was already dead. But we do send our condolences in advance. He's in grave condition and is not expected to live much longer. Touched a lot of great records, though.
Mm. He personally is what drums are all about.
He is certifiably nuts. He's mad.
I think he was kind of fairly consistently horrible to people and to himself.
If they got a problem with me, come and see me and punch me on the nose. I ain't going to sue you. I'm going to hit you back.
He's moved around the world, getting thrown out of every country.
He's a rogue. He's a lovable rogue.
He was into drugs heavily.
And you're surprised that he's still living? Yes, I am.
As the plane went down and there was one person going to get off, it would be Ginger.
He was like a scary guy. When I would look at him, he
scary.
Looked... like the devil.
The devil takes care of its own, yes.
When Eric Clapton was putting Cream together, he wanted to have, of course, Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce to play, and there was a problem getting them together because at one point in a previous band, Ginger Baker had pulled a knife on Jack Bruce.
Yeah, Ginger Baker was nuts. Ginger Baker, even during the documentary, as an old man, you're scared of him because of the way he acts. It's just he was a strange, strange dude.
Very strange. We wish him well and at least a comfortable exit. Good news from David Spade. I didn't realize that women were so well represented in the New York firefighting squad.
The fire department of New York just announced that they have over 100 women in their fire department now, which is great. But for safety reasons, the men still drive the truck. Hey, relax. A chick wrote that one. One of our chick writers wrote that.
One of the chick writers. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Writers. Everybody, have a good Thursday.
Oh, man. Alligator. That would be a get. Love to chat with him. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Winding down with the fruitcakes. Please buy one. We would appreciate that. It is our fall fundraiser. And the fruitcakes, if you've never had one, are delicious. And it's a great gift to send somebody during the holidays. And besides, every time you buy a fruitcake, Oscar's ulcer gets a little smaller.
It does.
Yes. Please.
Let's get it dime-sized by Monday.
Well, you know, don't ask for the moon. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Not funny.